Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, fantasy football players. Get the inside info to win your league this week right now. Our expert, Paul Charchian, is here to take your calls right now at 855-830-8648. Now, from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, and Fanball.com, here's Paul.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and as always, we are glad you are along for the ride. It is time for fantasy football. For those that are following along at home, you got a question, you can chime in on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. Track us down via email, BillMichaels @BillMichaelsSports.com as well. And you can always give us a call if a line becomes available, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System. They're the ones that fixed me back up, got me in the game, and the knee feels great. But if you have something ailing you right now that may just require a prescription, a doctor's visit, don't go to the doctor. Call 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. They're the official healthcare provider of the Bill Michaels Show and yours truly. And maybe they can send a prescription right to the pharmacy near you. It's that convenient. It's that easy. Never more than a $40 charge if indeed they do help you. There you have it. Paul Charchian joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Charge, how you been, buddy?
I've been great. Thank you very much. What do you think of Jamal Williams? I think there's a scenario here where the Packers get the ball inside the five, which has traditionally just been Aaron Rodgers' territory, either passing or running.
Correct.
That instead they go to Jamal Anderson, or Jamal Anderson. There's an name.
There you go.
Jamal Williams. You know, big body guy. I loved seeing him move some piles last week, broke some straight ahead tackles. I mean, just as a straight ahead runner, I kind of like him, and I don't know that the coaching staff would have all the same confidence in Hundley to convert touchdowns that they would have had in Aaron Rodgers. What do you think?
I would completely agree. I think, though, they are going to give him every opportunity in the world to be a, as far as the you know, Williams, the running back, to be a guy that's going to be able to take the pounding, because he looked okay and a little tentative early on this year. And then when he was finally called upon in that game against Chicago, don't get me wrong, it's not like he was racking up a ton of yards, but he never got stymied. He always fell forward, and it was pretty impressive in that way. So yeah, I think they're going to give him every opportunity, but they are pretty thin in the skin right now when it comes to running backs as they continue to fall for this team.
No,
so
kidding. Yeah. No, that's true. And you know, we should mention this, and you probably already talked about it some over the course of the week, but you know, Baltimore's run defense on paper, if you look at season long, looks, you know, average, maybe even below average, but
right,
it's all about their defensive tackle, Brandon Williams. He came back 3 weeks ago, and in the last two games, they've held opponents to 45 rushing yards and 45 rushing yards, and that was the Dolphins.
It is, they're not the defenses. They're not the defense they were a while ago when you're talking about Ray Lewis and company, but they're still very formidable.
They really are. They're really good. And, you know, again, getting Brandon Williams back is a massive change to that run defense. So it's going to be a tricky out for your squad this week. This is a game where I'm showing a lot of caution on my Packers.
Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to William listening to us in Tosa. William, what's on your mind, man? Go ahead. William dropped right away, unfortunately. Let's go to Tom listening to us in Greenfield. Tom, how you doing?
Doing great. Got a question here. I need one of these two of these running backs. I've got Joe Mixon, DeMarco Murray, Doug Martin, and Leonard Fournette, who I understand might be injured.
Yeah, you're going to go with Fournette. It's not the greatest matchup in the world. The Browns are actually the number one run defense in the league. They're giving up 3 yards a carry. So, you know, I don't love it, but he's still by far your most talented player. And then after that, we'll take Joe Mixon in a surprisingly neutral matchup with Denver. It's Denver's shown some real issues on defense the last couple of weeks, but the weird thing on Mixon is, even though he's getting the vast majority of the work, Jeremy Hill's on IR now, so he should get even more. He hasn't topped 70 rushing yards in a single game yet. And since week four, he's averaging just 63 total yards per game. So I still love him here against Denver. I just think he's okay. He's my number 17 running back this week.
There you have it. Let's go to Tom listening to us in Menominee Falls. Tom, welcome to the program. You got a question for Paul Charchian.
Corey Davis tonight or Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen's given you nothing. Hasn't scored since week one, and since Mike Williams, our first-round rookie receiver, joined the team 4 weeks ago, Allen's topped 50 yards one time, and he hasn't scored since week one, as I mentioned, and it's a middle-of-the-pack Buffalo defense, so I don't like Keenan Allen really much at all here, and he's my number 37 wide receiver, so lots of players, including Corey Davis, are a better prospect this week than Keenan Allen.
Appreciate it, Tom. This one's from Mark, who says, PPR league question, flex player, either a Burkhead or Bob Woods.
So here's the problem with Robert Woods. He goes up against the Vikings. This is a very good Viking secondary. In particular, Xavier Rhodes is an elite shutdown cornerback, maybe the best in the league. And Robert Woods is seeing almost entirely number one cornerbacks every week. And he's going to very likely get Xavier Rhodes here. And that's pretty much lights out for Robert Woods. So if you've got other good options, you'll take him.
There you go. Let's go to Jeff listening to us on the south side of Milwaukee. Jeff, how you doing, man? What's up? You got a question?
Yeah, I do. It's 1 point PPR. I need two of these four receivers. Woods, Allen, Green, or Schuster?
It's Green and Schuster. A.J. Green's every week, pretty much. And then Juju Smith-Schuster's got a nice matchup this week. And really, basically, ever since Martavis Bryant cocked off, he's been great. And the Titans rank bottom 12 in every category against receivers. They throw them in the red zone all the time. I like Juju Smith-Schuster a lot tonight.
Good stuff. That's quick. There you go. Let's go to Will. Will, you got a question for Paul Charchian. What's happening?
Good afternoon. Half-point PPR, I need two out of these three. Jay Ajayi, Sterling Shepard, or Julio Jones?
Well, come on. It's Julio Jones. I mean, you know, we're going to start him every week. I understand he's only got one touchdown, but we don't even need to bring that to the table. And then Sterling Shepard, coming off a season-high 13 targets last week, 22 targets the last 2 weeks, and a potentially great matchup. He runs out of the slot. He goes up against Kansas City. The bottom-ranked cornerback in all of football by Pro Football Focus is the slot corner for Kansas City, Philip Gaines. I love the matchup for Sterling Shepard. He's my number 9 wide receiver this week.
Good stuff there. Got more. Let's go to Joel listening to us in Marion. Joel, got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, I do. Hey, guys. Jay Ajayi or Jordan Howard? I just need one running back.
It's Jordan Howard by a landslide. But let's talk about Ajayi and the Eagles runners, and I'll explain why I'm really nervous about all of them. If you go to their previous game, which is before last week's bye, they ran the ball a lot, Bill, 37 times, which is right. Which is not normal, but just know that they ran the ball a lot. Here was the distribution numbers between their four running backs: 12 carries, 9 carries, 8 carries, 5 carries. I defy any of your listeners to even get right who got the 12, who got the 9, who got the 18, who got the 5, right? I mean, good luck with that. And it's going to be this way all the time. Now, it's such a good offense that some of those guys are going to have good games, and you're almost never going to know who it's going to be on a week-in and week-out basis. It's going to be super frustrating, and you're kind of throwing darts, just hoping, oh, this is a Blunt game, or this is an Ajayi game. And that's going to make things a lot harder for fantasy owners than I think a lot of people realize. I know Ajayi scored last week, or before the bye, last game. But I'm not necessarily just chasing that. I mean, Corey Clement had 3 touchdowns in that game. So there's just, you're never going to know, and it's going to be really hard. And if you give me a workhorse back like Jordan Howard, I'll take that guy who I know is going to get the ball a bunch.
Real quick before we go to break, this is from Aaron who tweets and says, Steelers or Texans D this week?
Texans. I think we're going to want the Texans defense here. They've got... Texans have got, I'm trying to think, why is their opponent not jumping to mind? Texans have Arizona and Blaine Gabbert. So right. Here's your answer, right?
Yeah,
we'll
I was just kind of looking at that myself, yeah.
His first start in a year and a great opportunity for him to potentially come in rusty, make mistakes. Third string quarterback, that sounds like a recipe for a win.
Let's do this. We'll take a break. More of Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com. LeagueSafePost.com, Fanball.com. When we come back right after this on The Bill Michael Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michael Show is on the air. We are looking forward to heading to Minneapolis, St. Paul this year. Heading up there with our buddy Paul Charchian, who is on the line with us now, taking your fantasy football questions. If you got a question for Charge, 855-830-8648. If a line becomes available, feel free to swing by and say hi. By the way, this portion of the program and our trip up there are going to be brought to you by our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals. Get on board and experience the nonstop action of Milwaukee Admirals hockey at the Panther Arena. For more information, including the schedule or list of promotions, go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. They are hashtag MilHockey. MilHockey. Hashtag MilHockey. Also, our great buddy Dwayne over at Dwayne's Cover It All. I was seeing him online, his beautiful girlfriend he posted online the other day. Dwayne's Cover It All for boat, car, home upholstery, business awnings, furniture, you name it, it's out there. Our buddy Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. Check him out in Wausau, and he does a fantastic, fantastic work there. Paul Charchian joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and we got a boatload more questions here for you, Paul. Let's get right to it.
But Bill,
yeah.
Before we get there, a couple things. Number one, and your listeners will appreciate this. So, you know, a lot of people like yourself coming to my home city, Minneapolis, for the Super Bowl. And when I'm talking to some of them about, you know, from other cities, especially warmer weather cities, like, well, you know, what are we going to do while you're there? I mean, what am I going to do? And, you know, it's going to be cold. I'm like, well, you know, we can go ice fishing. They're like, ice fishing? I thought that was like cow tipping. That's not really a thing. You know, people really ice fish, do they? Like, yeah, people really ice fish. That's a thing. It's a real thing.
That's a thing.
The whole industry, yes. So it's people don't. There's a whole portion of the world that has no clue what goes on in the cold weather Midwest in the middle of winter. So that's certainly true.
No, I get it.
I want to ask. Yeah,
yeah.
I want to ask you a question about Jordy. Do you think, because he's been the odd man out since Aaron Rodgers went down. Do you think that the team makes this really concerted effort to get him back involved in the offense this week because he's been so far out of it and they need to really establish the fact that teams still need a game plan to stop Jordy?
I think that Davante Adams has become the favorite target of Brett Hundley. I think that Jordy Nelson draws number one coverage. I think it's a tighter window to throw into. I think there's a comfort level there on Brett Hundley's part because Davante Adams and Brett Hundley worked together early on in Brett Hundley's career here, and you know, on that scout team and such. So I think that while there is a Jordy is still the guy, I also think there's a hesitation there just because of all the reasons I gave you. I just think that there's you know, there's a hesitation in the sense of, you know, you're told over and over and over again, do not turn over the football. Well, what's the path of least resistance? Go to the guy that has the lesser coverage, and that's Davante Adams.
So the other part of it is you've got a quarterback who is only doing really one thing very well, that's throwing to Adams, and maybe you don't take that away, right? You don't try to force the issue with somebody that he's just not targeting and not being very successful with. Jordy's getting dropped in fantasy leagues all across America based on what's happened in, you know, since Aaron went down. Yeah.
Nope. I get it. Hey, by the way, speaking of coming there, I'm understanding the Radio Row is going to be at the Mall of America.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
That's the rumor I'm getting.
That would be awesome, actually. You know, from somebody that's done Radio Row and usually thinks you're just like in a hallway in a hotel banquet room or something, you know, that's awful. The fact that you would have everything that Mall of America has at your disposal within walking range would be awesome.
Yeah, that's.
I hope they do that. That
that's what I'm hearing.
If you haven't been there, it's mind-bogglingly epic.
Oh, absolutely.
It's nuts. Yeah. So. And then if you bring the gal, you show up for work. You know, you get there what, maybe 9 o'clock, and you're
I wish.
In 5 hours.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's shop time. She's got to do. She got work during the day, but you know, she's gonna be working with us. But yeah, we're gonna be hanging out a little bit. But that's what I hear. So it'll be interesting. So keep your ear to the ground on that. Let's go to Steve listening to us in Eagle. Steve, how you doing? You got a question? Quick.
PPR, Robert Woods in a bad matchup, or roll the dice with Corey Davis?
I think I'd take the upside that Corey Davis gives you. Granted, they're both kind of upside guys, but again, I'm really worried about Xavier Rhodes shutting him down. Corey Davis is really emerged as the go-to guy in the Tennessee passing game. He's played three full games. He's had 10 targets in two of the three games. 10! So, you know, there's no hesitation to throw to him, and Tennessee could be behind and passing a lot in this game tonight.
Let's go to Neil in Dodgeville. Neil, welcome to the program. You got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. I got a big problem with quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota tonight or Jared Goff Sunday?
Yeah, I don't like Goff for some of the reasons that we've already touched on here. All four of Jared Goff's big games, his 300-yard games, have come against bottom six pass defenses. That's the opposite of the Vikings. They're top 10 in passing yards allowed. They're giving up just one passing touchdown per game. They haven't allowed multiple passing touchdowns in a game since week three. So there's a lot to not like about Jared Goff in this game. I'd go with Mariota for some of the reasons we already talked about.
Let's go to
behind.
Perfect. Yeah. Let's go to John in West Dallas. John, you got a fantasy football question? Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I got a quarterback issue. Kirk Cousins or Case Keenum?
Well, you know, I'm not going to chase Case Keenum's four-touchdown game because, you know, basically every game prior to that had been 0 or 1. And Rams have got a good, not great secondary, so I don't love that. I'll take Cousins. Cousins is a tough matchup, so I understand where you're coming from. Saints' pass defense has been fantastic, but he's averaging 38 pass attempts over his last five games. And the offensive line finally healthy and coming back together as well. That certainly helps. Mike and Jordan Reed back, so that may help as well. So, yeah, I'll try Kirk Cousins, but honestly, I don't love either one.
There you go, and one more real quick. John in Green Bay. John, how you doing? Go ahead.
Marcus Mariota or Phillip Rivers?
So it's the all Mariota show today, isn't it? Phillip Rivers, I've got one spot higher. He had a brutal matchup with Jacksonville last week, but he still scrapped together a decent game, and the Bills are the opponent. They've allowed only one multiple touchdown game all season. I don't love that part, but nevertheless, as Rivers just proved in a much tougher matchup, he still found his way to a couple touchdowns. So, again, two guys that I don't love, but we'll try Phillip Rivers.
There you go.
Hey, Bill, do we have 45 seconds?
Shoot.
Thank you. I want to take the floor for a second.
We got about 40. That's about what we have, about 40 seconds.
Joe, if you can kill the music, that'd be even better. During this segment, I give a lot of very dubious advice, but I want to give one that's 100% accurate. Tuesday was my Tuesday, November 14th, is my daughter's birthday, 12 years ago. 11 years ago, on the day she turned one, I went to a stationery store, bought a leather-bound blank journal, and every November 14th, I write a handwritten letter to her in the book about our year together. How much she's grown and changed, the times she made me laugh, all of our adventures together, the special moments we share, my pride in her accomplishments, in many ways, deeper pride than I get from my own accomplishments, how much her relentless enthusiasm fills my heart with joy, the sense of purpose that she's given my life as a parent. And on Tuesday, I wrote this year's chapter in the book. It is one of the highlights of my life. I'm not telling her about the book.
And Charge, we're at network time. I love you, buddy. We got to go. There you go. That's Bill Michaels Show. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.